This is Maurice Powell. Welcome to A Little Light Music, Manx Radio's regular Thursday evening classical music hour. Now, this evening is something of a tribute to Ronald Corp. Who, I hear you cry, is Ronald Corp? Well, Ronald Corp is one of the most important conductors, musicians concerned with the sort of revival of interest in British light music over the last 20 or 30 years or so. He was born in Wells in Somerset in 1951. Sadly, he died in May this year. He was a composer, a conductor, of course, and an Anglican priest. He founded the New London Orchestra and also a children's choir and made many recordings, especially of British light music, and was made an OBE in 2012. Now, you will have heard, over the years, this programme has been running dozens of recordings conducted by Ronald Corp. I have a sort of a British light music box set of five or six CDs of all famous pieces of light music, pieces by Haydn Wood, of course, Eric Coates, Robert Farnon, and so on, stretching right back to the end of the 19th century, conducted by Ronald Corp. And in many ways, I drew on these very heavily in the early programmes. So I'm going to devote the programme to him, to his memory, and for the tremendous work he did in bringing all this wonderful genre of light music back into focus. Let's start then with Frederick Rossi's The Doge's March, written for a production of The Merchant of Venice in 1905. It was a very popular piece, The Doge's March, and was played by many orchestras here, almost up until the present time, when perhaps this kind of music is not quite as fashionable as it once was. Frederick Rossi, The Doge's March. Thank you. The once immensely popular Doge's March from the Incidental Music for the Merchant of Venice by Frederick Rossi. Conducted, of course, by Ronald Corp and the New London Orchestra. Next piece I'm going to play is John Fold's Celtic Lament. Now, I have played this piece probably four times or maybe more over the seven, nearly 8 years that this programme has been running, but it's a lovely piece. And in fact, we programme it occasionally as an encore with the symphony orchestra if we need a nice quiet piece to finish a concert with. It's a gorgeous cello solo, really, although with the orchestra we tend to play it in a slightly different version with the full cello section playing. Whatever, it's a lovely, lovely piece. John Fold's himself was a very colourful, very futuristic, avant-garde almost composer. He wasn't at all popular with the musical establishment in sort of the 20s and 30s, and eventually I think he went to America, where he died shortly afterwards. I'll have to check my facts on that and perhaps play something else by him, a little bit more characteristic. This Celtic Lament comes from a Celtic Suite, which is a charming four-movement piece. But I will look out something else by John Folds for you for a later programme. He's a fascinating composer. An English composer, but there's something not quite English about him. Anyway, for the time being, the Celtic Lament.
Thank you.
the lovely Celtic Lament by John Foulds. And now for something in complete contrast, a rather jolly, skittish piece, a typical piece of British light music in many ways. This is Percy Fletcher's Demoiselle Chic, again conducted by Ronald Corp and the New London Orchestra. That was Percy Fletcher's Demoiselle Chic, evoking perhaps the flavour of Edwardian musical theatre. Reminds me a little bit of that kind of period, a rather graceful dance. And like everything that Ronald Corp conducts, it's done with great style. I don't know very much about the New London Orchestra. As I say, he formed it in 1988. I rather imagine it's made up of musicians from the other London orchestras or professional musicians living in the London area who all liked British-like music. It certainly sounds as if they love what they're doing with these very, as I say, very stylish and elegant performances. Now, at this point, I must mention a very interesting that's coming up in Ramsey on Monday. This is the next concert in the Ramsey Music Society series. Monday the 16th of June, it's at Ramsey Grammar School West Building at 7:30, and it's a solo guitar recital. The soloist is an Italian guitarist, Carlo Fierens, born in Liguria. He's won many awards and made many radio and TV broadcasts, and he's presenting a fascinating programme of solo guitar music by Bach, Paganini, Rodrigo and Tárrega. Now then, I did know that Paganini was a guitarist. I seem to remember having a disc at one time of some wonderful pieces for guitar and solo violin, which are fascinating. Apropos of nothing, Berlioz was also a guitar player, but I don't imagine he's very much composing on the guitar. Moving on. So, where are we? Ramsey Grammar School, West Building, 7:30. Tickets are £15 and it does include refreshments. As I say, a potentially fascinating solo guitar recital, Carlo Fierens, Bach, Paganini, Rodrigo and Tárrega. Not to be missed. Let's take a break now from sort of British-like music, but we'll stay with the British composer, Vaughan Williams, and this is one of his earlier pieces, one that where you really get the feel that Vaughan Williams has found his voice. This is was written in 1904. It's called In the Fen Country, and it's an evocation, really, of the coastal areas of Norfolk and Lincolnshire. Lonely, bleak, certainly at Vaughan Williams' time, a little bit more crowded these days. There's a kind of an eerie sense of unease about some of this music, and the opening solo, the cor anglais solo, is quite a lonely piece, but the rest of the music is full of warmth and very characteristically Vaughan Williams. It's a splendid piece. It's not programmed very often. I don't think I've ever played it, I've never conducted it, and I've never heard it live at a concert. But it's a wonderful piece. Vaughan Williams, In the Fen Country. Vaughan Williams in the Fen Country. Perhaps not the jolliest piece I've ever played, but it's a very evocative, moody sort of piece. I know the Norfolk and Lincolnshire coastal areas quite well. Been doing a bit of bird watching there over the years. Didn't know I was a bird watcher, did you? I shouldn't have mentioned that. However, it's a lovely area, but there are some very lonely stretches. And, of course, huge skies, these wonderful sort of Dutch-style dikes going inland, and wonderful villages. I like the area very much indeed. It's just a pity it's just a bit of a drag to get there from here, but it's lovely. And I've always felt that piece summed up a sort of a lonely early morning or a late evening on the Norfolk coast, looking out to sea with a huge sky and the clouds coming in. Well, before I start talking absolute rot, we need to move on. We need something completely different now. Frederick Curzon, a very attractive composer of British light music. He was also a famous concert organist, and he came here twice in the late 1950s and was the resident organist for two summer seasons in the Villa Marina Gardens. He also helped out with organ pieces and that for the for some of the evening, the Sunday concerts as well. Here is his Dance of an Ostracized Imp. The Dance of an Ostracized Imp, whatever one of those is, by Frederick Curzon, a very popular concert organist, as I say, who came here at the Villa Marina Gardens in the late 1950s. I wonder what he thought of Douglas. Who knows? Let's move on to another piece of light music by a famous composer of light music, Charles Williams. He wrote the famous Devil's Gallop, which was the Dick Barton theme music on the radio donkeys years ago. Here's a piece of his called A Quiet Stroll, quite a nice little contrast to the last little skippy piece. Charles Williams, A Quiet Stroll. Charles Williams, A Quiet Stroll. Now we're going to leave the recordings of Ronald Corp for a while and hear something from an equally famous conductor and also a composer of light music, Gavin Sutherland, who I had the pleasure of meeting and playing in an orchestra that he was conducting about 10 years ago in connection with the Light Music Society annual meeting. And a very entertaining and energetic kind of a guy he was too. I'm going to play a suite of four very short pieces from one of his British Light Music Premieres discs, which are full of interesting things I've never heard before. And I don't think this composer has appeared in this series. It's David Morgan. He studied at the Royal Academy of Music, Trinity College in London, and at the Guildhall School of Music and Drama. And this particular suite of pieces, it's called Music for Children, composed in 1966, Music for Children. Four short pieces, Out for a Stroll, yes, yet another stroll, Pony Trap, Sweet Dreams and Rustic Dance. This particular little group of pieces, and they're very short, was probably broadcast hundreds of times during the 70s and 80s, so you may even recognise them. So four short pieces then from Music For Children by David Morgan, Out for a Stroll, Pony Trap, Sweet Dreams, Rustic Dance.
Thank you.
four short pieces there from a suite of children's pieces by David Morgan. We heard Out for a Stroll, Pony Trap, Sweet Dreams and The Rustic Dance. I seem to find the Pony Trap one, the second one, familiar. Could well have heard it several times, maybe on the radio back in the day. Not absolutely certain, but a nice piece. Let's return very briefly to recordings of Ronald Corp. Here's Peter Hope's Jaunting Car. Jaunting Car by Peter Hope. That brings us to the end of the programme. Just got time for someone to play us out with. I hope you've enjoyed my selection of all recordings by the late lamented Ronald Corp. Well, we'll be hearing many more of his recordings over the course of the next few years, hopefully. So to play us out with Trevor Duncan, High Heels. Please join me next Thursday at 9. Goodbye.